But we'll go ahead and see what...
Welcome to the new era of video creation with HeyGen. Simply type your script to get started.
Okay, there you have it. I am actually super impressed, although we did see, I believe it was another leg or another foot sprouting off of our avatar at some point as they were walking. But to take an image and add that much movement and to have it actually reach up towards their hat, I am super impressed with this right out of the box as a first try. Let's see what it does if we do an expressive instead of a consistent video. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back covering probably one of our most talked about tools on the AI Marketing Navigator at this point, and that is HeyGen. They have introduced another amazing feature for avatar generation and content creation, and that is their motion control feature. It's going to allow you to apply advanced movements to your avatar and your scenes, the generated scenes that you create, and things like complex full body movement that go well beyond just the basic kind of head and facial expressions that we have seen so far. You can execute things like precise hand gestures and intricate finger movements, and avatars can even perform activities like playing musical instruments or dancing. So just some incredible technology being introduced to the already very impressive HeyGen tool. Now, for a little bit of the nerdy technical specifications, and if you want to do a deeper dive into these, check out the links in the show notes. But the feature actually generates apparently over 200 joint data points in real time and uses reinforcement learning, which we've talked about a couple times on the show before, to create incredibly accurate movements that mimic biomechanics. And when you talk about the practical result of that, it's the time savings in video production that this tool provides. If you've been using HeyGen to create your content, then you likely know that to do anything beyond a pretty standard avatar generation that, you know, speaks whatever script and voice you have inputted to it, you really need to do some further work like creating B-roll or dynamic shots that have motion or interactions or elements. But this is the beginning of doing away with that kind of secondary manual editing. Now you can simply add the motion and the dynamic aspects directly into your generated video. And according to the link in the show notes from pandaily.com, there are huge potential boosts to efficiency, with some data even showing efficiency boosts up to 47%. So things like traditional motion capture and other techniques that are used in traditional film production will eventually be entirely replaced by these Gen AI tools. Now, we talked about how this feature actually brings in the ability to interact with elements within the video as well, and this object interaction is a huge differentiator in this tool, as if HeyGen didn't have enough already. You can perform natural object manipulation, and a good example that is linked in the show notes from the HeyGen X account from their thread announcing the motion capture feature is grasping flowers. They show the avatar reaching out to grasp flowers during their motion action. And probably the most interesting, and I think one of the coolest parts of this announcement, is that the motion control feature actually integrates with Sora's scene generation tools. So what this allows you to do is actually incorporate any avatars with their dynamic movements into generated environments from Sora, which I think is a big deal. So you can in fact expand on this content that you're generating within HeyGen by directly bringing that avatar into Sora scene generations. And this is kind of becoming a theme with HeyGen. They also integrate really closely with 11 Labs. So I think that's another amazing feature of this product, is that they integrate with these other state-of-the-art tools to really help the user generate the highest quality result. Okay, let's go ahead and round out our episode today with a quick demo of the motion features within. Okay, so you should be seeing the HeyGen interface now if you are watching along on video. And if you have seen any of our HeyGen episodes, then this is definitely looking familiar to you at this point. So let's go ahead and dive right into the motion feature. You're actually going to do it in the photo avatar. So it's going to take a photo avatar that you create and add motion to the image. So you simply go to avatars, photo avatar, and generate. And you're going to go through and specify all the characteristics of your avatar. You can give it a name, an age, gender, ethnicity. You can describe their appearance. You can also set the orientation for your video and the pose of your avatar here, and set the style of the video from realistic to Pixar or cinematic, vintage, noir, cyberpunk, or unspecified. So I've gone ahead and created an avatar and just named it Motion Master here. And once you generate your avatar, you simply click the three little dots right here in the upper right-hand corner and select Add Motion. And then you can set it to either consistent or expressive. Basically going to tell the model how closely to adhere to the prompt, and then you can select add motions. So I created one where I asked it to pan the camera to the left and have the avatar reach up and grab the hat. I have not tested it out yet, So let's see what happened with the results live here for you guys. No promises as to the output generated at this point. I did do the consistent setting out of the consistent or the expressive, so maybe I would have had to do expressive to get a little bit better of a result, but we'll go ahead and see what.
Welcome to the new era of video creation with HeyGen. Simply type your script to get started.
Okay, there you have it. I am actually super impressed, although we did see, I believe it was another leg or another foot sprouting off of our avatar at some point as they were walking. But to take an image and add that much movement and to have it actually reach up towards their hat, I am super impressed with this right out of the box as a first try. Let's see what it does if we do an expressive instead of a consistent video. So I'm just going to go ahead and copy the prompt from our AI motion look, and we're going to add motion to this image look. And we're going to do expressive, and we'll go ahead and generate, and I'll skip ahead for you guys, and we'll take a look at what the expressive looks like compared to the consistent. Okay, we have generated our new AI motion look, where, again, we prompted the model to pan the camera to the left and have the avatar reach up and grab their hat, and this time we switched it from consistent to expressive to try and add a little bit more dynamic of motion, although I was really impressed with the consistent, but we'll see if there's any different effect between the two options. Let's go ahead and select play here.
Welcome to the new era of video creation with HeyGen. Simply type your script to get started.
Okay, a couple things right off the bat if you're watching along on video that you might have noticed. First of all, the avatar did not reach for the hat in this one, so somehow the more expressive kind of made it work too hard in that case, I think. There was some more natural movement, I want to say, going on, but it also looks significantly more animated as well, kind of like this has this cartoonish quality to it. Let me know what you guys think about the results between the consistent or the expressive. I think the consistent was better overall and closer to what the prompt was, although this one is probably more usable in the end. And also share any emotions that you're able to add to your avatars in HeyGen. If you're creating them, I'd be super interested in seeing them. HeyGen. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.